I'm sitting on my sofa at home. I've got my shoes on, my coat on. In fact, I'm pretty well unchanged since coming in with my shopping, whenever it was, half an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, not sure. Mainly because I had been intending to go out for a walk, but I need to summon up the energy a bit because it's cold and dreary and horrid out there. Vance has got his harness on. We should be all ready to go. But, I don't know, can I really be bothered to go outside? I think part of it is I'm still a bit flustered from earlier with bumping into so many people and then having a dog issue in the middle of the road and all of that stuff, which wasn't an enormous amount of fun. And then also getting home and discovering that the nice loaf that I thought I'd bought from Waitrose actually turns out to be one that somebody's had sliced up and stuck in a bag, and they just stuck on the shelf there, and I've got no idea whether it's the one that I thought I was getting or anything like that. It's not a big matter, but I either want today to start again or to finish. I'm fed up with the middle of it. But anyway, shall we suggest to Vance that we might want to go for a walk? Vance, would you like a walk? Oh, he's gone to the front door. Excellent. Right. So, take two. We'll go for a walk. I'm going to unclip the microphone from my coat because, although I think actually that worked fairly well, there wasn't too much clicking that you sometimes get as it sort of brushes against the coat or anything like that. But there was a heck of a lot of wind noise, and at least when I have it dangling and then cup my hand over it, I can stop the wind noise. So we'll go back to the original way, but we may use that approach again in the future. I'm going to yawn, I do apologise. Oh, that's terribly rude. I should have paused it at that point, but I didn't, and it's too late. Be back with you in a jiffy.
Just wait there, Vance. Good boy.
This is now. It is now. As black as black, and it's still cold and windy and pretty yucky, but we need to have a walk, really. Find left, handy. So that's what we're doing. Find the way, Vance. Somewhere up here, there's a big lump in the pavement. Find the way. Yeah, there's a lump. Big tree root, I think. Do you want to find the box, Vance? There's a box. Good boy, well done. If I find the front of it, there we go. Find the crossing. Good boy, Vance. Forward. It's a very quick one. Find the way, Vance. Good lad. Steady. Find the crossing. Find the crossing, handy. Good boy. Wait. Forward. Let's get through the bus station now. Good lad, find the crossing for me. Forward. Nope. I thought he'd go for the drop curb, but apparently not. Good lad. Sometimes I have to squeeze past lots of people up here, so we'll see what happens. Smell of fresh, wet. Yeah, fresh. Yes, fresh, wet paint. I can't speak or think. Find the way, Vance. Straight on. On you go, Vance. Excuse me, please. Straight on, Vance. Sorry. Vance, on you go. Straight on. Good lad. Straight on.
Sorry?
Good boy, Vance. So what I thought we'd do for this walk is cut through the back lanes a little bit here as it misses out. Find left hand. And left, cuts out a big chunk of the high street, and then we'll have a wander up Richmond Hill, then a wander down Richmond Hill, and then a walk along the river, all in the dark. It's going to be splendid. Right, do you want to spend, Vance? Vance, you're busy. You're a busy boy. No, doesn't want to do a busy boy. Okay, we'll keep going then. So we're coming up to a T junction with a road up here, and I
think if I remember rightly, there were some bollards that we need to avoid. Phone right, friends. Yep. Good boy. And he must have avoided the bollards because I didn't hit them. And then we come and rejoin the high street. Down here. This will be Hill Rise. Good lad, Fats. Find the curb. Forward. Good lad. Right, left. There we go. Straight on. On you go, Fats, please. Good boy. Come on, let's go. Oh, my giddy aunt. That made me jump. I think Vance must have spotted the dog a fraction of a second before he barked because his tail hit me around the back of the legs. Straight on, Vance.
Yeah.
It is a very... Forward, Vance. A Vance-like reaction. Be wagging the tail when he spots another dog. Find the way, Houndy. Forward. I seem to be walking on the curb. Forward, Vance. Straight on. And in a bush. Good lad, straight on. I think I've worked out where I need to clip the microphone next time in order to have slightly better sound. But for the time being, I'll just have to hold it. Straight on, Vance. There's a wonderful smell of cheese wafting up here from a sort of specialist cheese shop. A cheesemonger, I suppose you call them. Straight on, Francis. Forward. Find the way. Busy there? Now the smell of cheese has been replaced with a smell of curry. Not aware of an Indian restaurant up here, but I suppose there could be one. Straight on, Vance. On you go, big boy. Good boy, straight on. As we pass a side road there. Find the way, Vance, please. Good boy. Straight on. Well, actually, maybe the wind's coming up the side of a hill. I'm quite sure it won't. But either way, it's suddenly got there. Find the way, Vance. I've got Fleetwood Mac's chain, the chain in my head. Vance, trying to find right, you want the toilet, don't you? Yeah, just wait, just wait. Let's not frighten the car driver. Okay, go on then. Go on then. Busy boy, then, Vance. Come on. Go on then, busy boy. Busy, busy. No, you don't want to. Alright then. Straight on, Vance. Yeah, I've got the chain in my head. Straight on, Vance, being inspired to listen to a bit of Fleetwood Mac after hearing about their upcoming concert. I'm not sure I can justify buying more concert tickets, having only just bought tickets to see The Who. But I would quite like to see Fleetwood Mac. Wasn't really made for whistling, was it? Way, big boy. Come on, find the way. Vance, leave it. I said leave it, now get on. Whatever you were rubbing yourself against, Mr. Vance. It's not on. Maybe I should... on the curb. Maybe I should whistle something a bit more whistleable. Vance. forward. Boy. Lots of little side roads into cul-de-sacs and housing streets and residential streets, I suppose you should call them. Housing streets, was they? I mean, I can see the rear lights of vehicles up here, suggesting they're pausing to before coming out of the road. Find right from you, Houndy. Good one, just wait. Car there. All cars. Okay, forward ones. Good lad. Mind the way. Okay, so we're now on the hill side of whatever the road is called. Hill Street, or Richmond Hill. It's not Hill Street, is it? It must be Richmond Hill. Anyway, the road that runs along the top of the hill. And in a moment, vans will no doubt cut in onto the dusty track which parallels the pavement up here. And at least during daytime, provides a pretty spectacular view. Find the way, Vance. Vance! How dare you! Get on! Took me to a tree! Are you mad? Straight on, Vance. Took me right onto a tree. Because he wanted to sniff it. Numpty Vance. Completely put me off my stride as well. I've got no idea what I'm trying to say now. Straight on. Good lad. Now, goodness knows how we actually find the steps which lead to the path going down the hill. In daylight, I have some kind of visual indication of it. I haven't got the faintest idea where it is now. What I might do is actually get Vance to go over to the sort of hedge side so we can look out onto the scene. Do you want to find right, Vance? Find right for me. Are we going to the hedge, or are we going to the start of the steps? I don't know. Maybe we're just standing here, I don't know. Anyway, looking out, what do we see? There is a big patch of light directly ahead of me. I don't know what it is, actually. No idea. It's far, far too close to be Heathrow, though you can apparently see Heathrow on a good, clear day. You can also apparently see the lights of Twickenham Stadium. Obviously not on a clear day, on a clear night. In daytime you would see the curve of the Thames and Petersham Meadow, which is grazed by cattle. I mean, it's an amazing view from here. During the daylight. Picture towards whatever that lightness is, and put it onto the boom, and then somebody can maybe tell me what it is. I'll say it's quite chilly. Just wait for my phone to decide to play ball with me. My phone doesn't like cold weather. Oh, come on, phone. Do I really have to stand here holding my phone up the whole evening.
Good it is. Very good. Do one more. Come on. Nice little phone. Do as you're told. This is a great advert for Apple, isn't it? Buy an iPhone, take half an hour to take a photograph of the blackness. Oh, hooray, took a picture. You better to take another one now.
Alright, okay, it's done it. Alright,
and then I just locked the screen. I've got no idea if it's still booing. Can I lock the screen whilst booing? I don't know. Right, we are still booing. I'm not going to lock the screen. My pocket, and we're going to continue to try. Alright then, Vance, we're going to carry on then. Can you find me the steps, Vance? Steady. I want you to find me the steps. And that's very good, Vance, but it wasn't the steps I was thinking of. He's taking the steps to go up to the road, which is very nice of him. Can I find the steps? Yes, I don't know. Oh, you're going faster now. Yes! We have a solid thing. Let me find the handrail. Oh, that's a bollard. When earth's the handrail gone? There is a handrail here somewhere, I'm sure. Just wait, Vance. Wait, please. Maybe I'll just try a bit without the handrail. Found steady. Right, we're going down steps. Steady, Vance. I'm sure there is a handrail here somewhere. Back. Oh, there it is. Okay, I've got the handrail. Right, here we go then. Steady. Good boy. Forward. Steady. Good lad, Handy. Steady. It's good. That funny glow is still ahead of me. Maybe it's a UFO. I'll say it quietly. Steady again. Good boy. I've got to count the steps. I've got no idea how many I've got left to go. That feels like the path gets... Vance, leave it. This is quite pleasant. It feels a little cold. Straight on, big boy.
Traffic.
Francis is jogging. Steady, big boy. Steady. Right, just stand a moment. I just want to
look behind me, just if there's anything to look at. A couple of lights, that's it.
Right, we'll keep going. Straight on. I don't know what I was expecting to see. A great big glow behind me, perhaps. Reflecting the glow in front. Find the way. You can hear the traffic now. That's you. Steady. You know, there's some kind of funny gate down here, if I remember rightly. Like a kissing gate, but not a kissing gate. Find the way, Vance. Yes, I need to open it. Sorry, Vance. You go forward, I think. Forward. Forward, come on. Oh, you're going... Stand. Ah, that's it. Sorry, I was just slightly worried there, because there's traffic right in front of us. I'll try and explain that gate. Right, find right, Vance.
All right, we were a little way off the traffic. Ooh, slightly worried there. Sorry, Vance. Good boy. You know what you were doing. On you go. Find a way. Okay. Basically, it was like a kissing gate. Well, it was a kissing gate. Forward, Vance. Find left. Steady. Good boy. Find the way. But where normally you would have like a horseshoe-shaped fence and a gate swinging in the middle of it, so you could sort of go into the horseshoe bit and then out the other side, the gate stays still on that one, and the horseshoe moves. Very odd. Find right, Vance. Find right for me. Just stand a moment. Funny smell. Maybe slightly manure-y. Maybe the cows are in the field. That'd be interesting. But I don't think we'll go that way. We're going to go right and go back along the Thames now. Okay, let's go then, Handy. Yes, definite manure. Find right. Yep, that's it, Vance. What are that noise? It's a sort of funny engine sound. Could be a boat, I suppose. Lots of wind noise, don't know if you're catching that on the microphone. I can smell somebody's cigarette smoke. Straight on. Anyway, that gate was exceedingly difficult to get through, but you can't see it. Straight on, Vance. Good lad. Well, I hope that Vance can see where he's going, because I can't. But I suppose that's his job as a guide dog, so he can work it out. The engine sound is definitely coming out from across the Thames somewhere. Steady, Handy. He's now skipping along as if you're going to the toilet, which is a fine time to choose to go to the toilet. Just when we've left all the places where he could have gone. Thank you, Vance. Steady, Handy. Good boy. In a moment we leave the road. We're not quite alongside the road, we're just down some banking from it, but we'll leave in a second and head down onto the towpath itself. Well, we will if Vance chooses the right path anyway. Find the way, big boy. He's pulling quite hard and he's skipping. He does a sort of skippy movement with his feet when he wants the toilet. Good boy, steady, yes, we're going down the hill. Oh, and he stopped. There we go. Emergency stop for the toilet. Yes. It always feels rather like going over the handlebars. Well, I assume like going over the handlebars. He'll literally speeding along and he'll stop dead. Absolutely dead. It's not like going over the handlebars because I haven't got a hurting head now. Time to pick this up. Yeah, there you go. He was waiting for that one, let's just say. And forward. I think you can hear the water. It's definitely watery sound, which I suppose is not surprising given we're coming down to the Thames. Let's just stand a moment. I'll try and turn out the wind. It sounds relatively high from what I can hear. Okay, let's go then, Handy. Now, I usually do this walk in the other direction, I have to say. I usually walk out along the Thames, up the hill, and then back down to home. However, I chose this direction quite deliberately. In advance, if he spots a duck, he's liable to go straight to the edge of the Thames to have a closer look. And when I'm on the water side, it gets a little bit hairy. So I thought, just walking along here in the dark, him on the rear side. The water sounds very high, actually. I hope it's not flooding anywhere along here. Straight on, Vance. If you hear a big splash in the back of your notes when you're walking out along a flooded part of the path. However, you probably won't hear it because of all the wind noise. I suppose the extra sloshing could just be the wind pushing the water against the bank. You can still hear the road off to my right, although it's, I think there's some kind of garden between us and it now. Straight on, Houndy. Good boy, walking very nicely now, Vance. Chain got everywhere instead. This guy just bracing along here, I think. The one of my hands holding the microphone a little close to my mouth is getting a little bit chilled now. Nice bit of food along here. Slightly oily potato, but I don't know, somehow a better class of oil. That sounds terribly pretentious, I know, but it smells like a smell that you'd get in a emanator kitchen. Sort of middle to better class of restaurant rather than, say, McDonald's. Just as an example, of course, other cheap restaurants are available. Straight on, Vance. Good boy. Goodness me, it's warm. Straight on, Houndy. We just walked up a little bit, so I presume we are now on the bit of the pathway that's a little bit more elevated than where the ferries dock in. Along the Thames. I can also start to hear, between the burst of wind, the bridge, traffic on the bridge, which must be up ahead of us. Well, of course it's up ahead of us, but I presume it's getting a little closer in front of us. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Richmond Bridge is the oldest surviving bridge, the oldest actual physical bridge as opposed to crossing point in London. And a very handsome bridge it is too. Not that I can see it. You can hear the traffic on it now. If I am telling you what you can hear, you might not be able to hear it at all. Jogger going past quite a pace. In a moment we'll go underneath the bridge. I'll try out this echo if there's nobody else in there. Okay, so we've come out there by the boatyard. It's not really a boatyard, but the whatever the chandlers, I suppose, that fitted out the barge, the royal barge, for the thing, river pageant. That is the royal barge that was used for various people, including Boris, rather than the one that the Queen was on. And then it was also used for taking the Olympic torch to the Olympic Park in the summer, and was moored up there during that time, and I can't remember its name at all. Just No good. Anyway, we are going along the final stretch. We might just pause for a second in a moment. Here's the wind. Boyfriend, straight on. Okay, just stand there. Straight on, Francis. This is thankfully empty because somewhere over here is a big... Straight on, find the way. Is a slipway to the river. We need to find right, Francis. Find right. Find the way. Find right. Oh, you want to spend, don't you? Okay. Are we going? No, you don't want to spend? Okay, we're going to go, are we? You want to spend? Okay, go on then, busy boy then. You just about understand dogs sometimes. Yes, he wants to spend. There's a particular point here, there's near some bins which he spent at a few times, which he took me to, which is very kind of him. Sound. Okay. Okay, let's go. Avoid falling off the pavement. Okay, walking up a road now, I can't remember what it's called. But I believe, at least last time I checked, which was a year or so ago, actually has the UK headquarters of eBay and PayPal on it. Who'd have thought it? They may not be here anymore, but they certainly were a year ago. Oh, my hand is looking forward now. Looking forward to getting home. Can't find the way, Houndy. You're gonna... Oh, there's a metal thing there. Thank you. Good boy. Straight on. Forward, Handy. I'll tell you what, Fran, should we... Yes, there's a curb. Come on, let's walk in the road. Good boy, straight on. It's tapping my right leg, which tells me to go right. And I also use it to gain ground sometimes. He understands. He's a clever doggy. Now walking on the cobbled road. Sense to get on the pavement at the end here instead of walking onto the main road. I'm going to find left, Houndy. Good boy, very good. Splendid work, Francis. Let's go. We need to go down to a zebra crossing now. Good boy, Houndy. Forward, leave it, and forward. Thank you to the car. Good boy, Vance. Back in civilization. Ish. Find the crossing, big dog. Can you find me the box? No, I don't think that's it, Vance. Come on, Vance, come on. Thank you, that's better. That's the crossing. Leave it, thank you. Good boy, Vance. Forward, let's go. Come on, straight to the curb. Straight. Good boy. No, not in the shop. Sorry, Brad, I confuse you. Just like me, isn't it, to confuse you? Okay, Brad, just stand a moment. Yep, just come over here. I just want to... pause for a moment. If I can get my phone out of my pocket because my hands are so cold. Moan. Well, I must say that was an incredibly enjoyable walk. I always enjoy it once I actually get out there. It's just getting me out there that's the problem. But that was well worth going out, and I have a puffed out doggy.
who I think is probably going to rush in and have a lot of water in a moment. There's a water vat. He's not licking his lips, okay. Or he'll just go and have a big roll on the floor with his feet in the air, being a slightly mad dog. I would like to give him a treat, however, I think we'll let him calm down a little bit first because his stomach will be all over the place right now. And even with a small amount of food, I don't want to risk gastric torsion. Right, head out, big dog. Well done. The treat that I have in mind is a fairly large dental chew. Obviously, you know, a little pellet thing would have been fine, but feeling his tummy, which is going up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. Sit there, big doggy. Sit. Good boy. Now, you were a good boy, weren't you? You were a good boy. You got me all the way around there, and we didn't fall in the Thames, which was good. And we didn't get run over, which was also good. Thank you, Ranch. Upstand. Good boy. Let's have this paw. Thank you. And this one. Thank you very much indeed for your cooperation, big dog. Ah, good boy. Good boy. Yes. Yes. It is roasting in here. I think I can turn the heating off for a bit. Okay, I'm just going to check his bowl is topped up. Okay, Vance, off you go. Yep, one mouthful of water. Now he's going to go and roll on the floor, I think. Yep, cue the rolling. See, don't anybody ever say that I don't know my dog. You're a mad dog, Vance. He's literally... back for more water. He's literally on his back, and he pushes off from one side, gets up onto right to his back, and then rolls over onto the other side. And his legs are up in the air, and his mouth is wide open. He's going back for more water. He doesn't quite know what he wants to do. But he knows that he's really thirsty, and he wants to de-stress at the same time. What are you doing, big doggy wog? What are you doing? What? What? Did you enjoy that walk, Vance? Did you enjoy it? He's probably hearing the word walk and thinking, you must be joking. Not another walk. I just knelt down and he went and ran and stuck his nose straight where you don't want to stick, don't want to have a dog's nose stuck. Probably not where he wants to stick his nose either. Get you. I'll get you. I will. I'm going to get you. Your dog. You and your big tummy. And your big tummy. Yeah? Yeah? Ah. And you can stop scratching me with your back paw as well. You are the most cheeky hound. You are. Cheeky dog. But I love you. I know that may come as a shock. Surprise. Oh, did you? Do you? Do you? You are brilliant, Houndy. Brilliant. And you don't deserve to be stuck with me. Poor thing. Alright, well, there we go. I don't know if I put my phone. I still have it on me because I'm recording. Well, there it is. Put it on the floor. Very clever of me. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I'll try and get, if the houndy stays lying on the floor, I'll try and get a photograph of him. Oh, no, actually, no, I can't add that on, can I? Because I need to add the picture of the glow in the sky. So if anybody can tell me what the glow in the sky was,
then I'll be forever in your debt. Well, at least for the next 5 minutes or so. I'll buy you a pint, if I see you. All right, then. Speak again soon, boo again soon. I need to come up with some kind of catchphrase to say at the end of all my boos.